it's different. And the days, many times, just seem to drag on and drag on and drag on. And the years went by very quickly. And this past year, it's only been a year, the days, they passed so quickly. But the year was very, very long. It just dragged on and on. Every day, every day I look in the mirror, I don't recognize the person in me. It's hard for me to get used to what I am today. It's strange. But the years just dragged on and on. So let me explain just briefly what my problem was before. What this book gave me. Yeah. I read just the first page or two where it said that there's a God. And that God does everything. And everything's for the good. And I didn't live that kind of life. I lived a religious life. But God wasn't there. If God was there. I wasn't with him. He was with me. And let me try to give a few examples. I was a chazan, about tefillah. I blew the shofar. I did many, many things in our Beit Knesset. I grew up in a Beit Knesset. But in my years prior to coming to the yeshiva, I said, how can I do this? I'm going up there, I'm being about tefillah, and the car's not there. I blow the shofar, you're supposed to be a special kind of person to blow the shofar. I said, the other guy's better than I am. Why not let him do it? It became very hard for me to do things. I went up there, continued being about tefillah, but it's hard on me. I stopped putting tefillin on. As a matter of fact, very infrequently did I put tefillin on. I trained bar mitzvah boys, and I said, how can I train them? I can't give them the ikar. I don't have it. I had two children who chazru b'she'ela. And all I could tell him is that everything is beautiful. We have a beautiful masoret. We're a beautiful people. We have a beautiful country. But I couldn't say that, you know, Hashem's there. Things were very hard. Very hard for me. And then, now, things are still very hard. Very hard. But when you do something through happiness, it's still hard. Maybe it makes it even harder. But it's beautiful. And one short story, then I'll end it. I think I told you about this. These are the talit katan has a lot of holes in it, probably due to moths. My wife, when my son's now 39 years old, when he went into first grade, they say, do wear tzitzit. And my wife said, you're not going to wear tzitzit. What kind of example is you going to be for your son? So I bought myself a pair of tzitzit. And it was hard for me. I couldn't put them on. And I didn't throw them away. They sat on my shelf for 30 years. And then came the day that I bought a nice pair of tzitzit, and I said, I'm going to wear these. I'm going to wait till I go to my son's house, who was also Brezhnev for many years. And I'll wait for that Shabbat to put my tzitzit on. I couldn't wait. So I had this pair of tzitzit, and I put them on. And my wife says, you know, they're too small. But let me tell you what happened when I put them on. I put them on my head. I tried to recite the bracha. I was just crying. It was, you know, they were there. I had this pair of tzitzit that I could wear in the house. And they're on the shelf again. But that was the story. we learned a few weeks ago in the parsha that I have a lot to say, but I'm not going to tell you. We learned in the parsha that Moshe didn't see himself suitable to speak to Pharaoh. He had trouble speaking. And God told him, let Aaron be your messenger. Let it be your mouth. And I've been in the yeshiva for a year. I don't understand Rav Arush. I can't understand him. I love looking at him. I'm sure what he's saying is absolutely out of this world. I do not understand a word that he says. And I'm just glad that we have Aaron here, whose words I can understand. Whose words I think that all of you understand too, otherwise you wouldn't be here. And thank you for that one.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
There is over than 6 million more stories like those that are waiting to be written, Aboisai. There is over 6 million stories like that in English. You have something like million stories like that in French and in a lot of other languages. And maybe 3 or 5 million stories like those in Hebrew that are waiting to be said, to be written. Our job is to be messengers of Arav, messengers of Rabbeinu, Rabbi Nachman in Breslev, to be messengers of Borei Olam in this world, to be the light for the nations, to all of the Goyim, to all of Jews, to all of Am Israel, to everyone, to animals, to flowers. That we're going to be the ones that rising the sun, that wakes up the dawn. It's our job to wake up the world. Only if we believe in ourselves that we are messengers of Hashem Yitbarach, only if we are that humble to understand that Borei Olam can use us to do whatever He wants. You don't need to be arrogant. If you're arrogant, you cannot do nothing. You don't need to be arrogant to think that you can succeed. Only if you're humble, that you understand that you're only a vessel, only a pen in the hand of Hashem Yitbarach, only then you can really write His words. Like that Rav Shalom said, that those books have been written by Hashem Yitbarach Himself, by Rav Nachman in Breslev. And Rabbi David Chai Abuchatzera said that those books haven't been written by a human being. It's been written by Hashem Yitbarach Himself. Rav Yehuda Zev Leibovich said on Rav Shalom Arush that he is an angel, Malach Hashem Tzvakot. He is a Rav adome le Malach Hashem Tzvakot. How can a person be a Malach Hashem Tzvakot? Only by daily effort, only day after day, working on himself. Only by that. You cannot change yourself in one day. There was a story about a king that he came to all of his servants, and he shown to them a huge boulder, a huge stone, and he told them, the one that's going to move that stone from that valley, from that place to that mountain, I'm going to give him everything. I'm going to give him my daughter, I'm going to give him rewards, money, treasures, everything. I'm going to give him everything. All of the heroes, all of the soldiers, all of the ministers, everyone came. The poor people, the geniuses, everyone came to look on options, on ways. And they're planning and thinking, gonna do this, gonna do that. None of them succeed. None of them. After 5 days, after 1 day, most of the people went. After 5 days, another huge group went. After 1 month of trying and tests, no one left except of one person. After everyone disappeared and just that person left alone, he took out a hammer and the chisel, and he started banging that boulder, that stone. And he break it to parts. And he took one stone out of it and put it on that mountain, went back, break another part, took it. After a few years he finished that. to bring all of that huge boulder to the mountain. He called the king. The king said, wonderful, you're the chosen one. The king never said that we need to move that boulder in one piece. We need to break it to parts. Borei Olam said that you need to do tshuva. Borei Olam said that you need to be a tzaddik. Borei Olam said that you need to learn. It's not in one day. Every day you have your job of that day. And we need to learn that wisdom of Hayom in Bekolot Tishmau, to serve Hashem Yitbarach today. Today we should put tefillin. Today we should wear tzitzit. Today we should come to the Bet Midrash. Even if you're going to learn one line, like that Rav Shalom said in Shabbos, he was talking about the Sipurei Maasiyot, Maase Mizvuv Ve'Akavish, a tale about a spider, a fly and a spider. And it's written over there that there was a king that was sitting, and he saw that he was reading in a certain book, and he saw that on the side of the book there was a fly that was walking on the side of the pages. And there was a spider that was... that he planned to hunt that fly. And he was walking and walking toward to that fly. And the king is sitting and looking. And when, only when the spider came to almost to catch the fly, so came a wind and moved the page above and moved the spider from the fly. And the spider, he didn't give up. And he decided to do the same thing again, and he walked over to the fly, and the wind came again, and the king was amazed. He saw that that page was saving the fly from the spider, and in the end actually came a strong wind, and that page thrown away the spider and killed him, and he disappeared, and this is, he wasn't there anymore. And the Rav Shalom explained that Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender, the Skan Breslev from the old generation, he said that the lesson in that tale is one page. That one page a day is saving you from that spider. One page, and it doesn't matter in which book. If you have one page, that every day you're moving a page, it is protecting you. Another page protects you in another day. Another page, it doesn't matter. And Rav Shalom said that if you're going to observe, you're going to look, there is a wonderful supervision on that. That if you learn one page a day, every day you're going to read in that page exactly the things that you should accept in that day, that you should learn in that day. Amazing lessons you're going to learn from that page. It can be Dafayomi, it can be one page of Likutei Moran, one page of Halakha, one page of Likutei Tfilot, one page of Tehillim. That one page, the fact that you insist that every day you're coming to the Beit Midrash, that every day you're coming to Hashem Yitbarach, you're doing your Hitbodedut, every small thing that you're doing every day, this is what it calls Tosfot Kedusha. You add more Kedusha into your bag, into your being, and you're growing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He's helping us, and He gave us that huge gift of Asher Kideshanu B'Mitzvotav. He makes us holy by making the mitzvot, by keeping the mitzvot. He makes us holy by every mitzvah and mitzvah. So a person that is getting holy from every mitzvah and mitzvah, he doesn't have no downs. He's not falling. Because you're being holy. You put your tefillin, so you become to be more holy. You put your talit, you become to be more holy. You daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekadesh otcha b'mitzvot. He makes you more holy with the mitzvot. So actually, you're just growing with every mitzvah. You live in Eretz Yisrael, it's a mitzvah. You spend time in Eretz Yisrael, you're growing every moment, every second. That Rabbanan understood that it is a mitzvah. Every dalet amot in Eretz Yisrael, every breath of air that you're breathing, air of Eretz Yisrael, it's a mitzvah. It's rising you, it's lifting you to higher levels. So actually, for a person that is serving Hashem Yitbarach, there is no downs. Because also to accept the rebukes, the insultings, it's a mitzvah. Shumim cherpatam ve'enam mashivim. You hear your disgrace, your bizayon, and you're not answering back. It's a gibor, it's a hero. It's a mitzvah. So actually, how can it be that we have downs? How can it be that we feel darkness? in our lives. You find yourself that one day you cannot put tefillin, you find yourself that you're not wearing tzitzit, you find yourself that you can, it's hard for you to keep Shabbos, you don't want to come to the yeshiva, you see that you're falling. So how can it be? By that explanation we just explained, there's no falling. I'm supposed to grow and to grow and to grow, and this is it. How can it be that I have my downs? That I can eat without Netilat Yadayim, that I can break all of the rules of the Torah Kedosha, can stop guarding my eyes at all, mamash, can do horrible things. How can it be? How can it happen to me if I'm just growing? Mitzvah goret mitzvah. A mitzvah drags another mitzvah after it. It's pulling another mitzvah. So how can it be that I'm falling to avonot, to sins? So actually, the main wisdom is to understand that Borei Olam is more merciful than us. He is more mercy than us. He loves us more than we can imagine. You are observing on a small tachlit. You want to achieve money. You want to have a wife. You want to buy a house. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is observing on your future life, on the infinity, on the tachlit of your neshama and your neshama, the seed, the neshamot of all of your seed for the generations, for the generation of Am Yisrael, all of the generations of Am Yisrael. He is looking on that, and he wants to take all of that huge amount of souls to the purpose, and the purpose is to know Hashem, and it's more important than to have a certain success. Even though that you think now that that success it's a must for you, and you have to have it to be happy, and you cannot be happy with it without it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He knows better. He knows a lot better than you, and He knows that if you're gonna have that, you're gonna fall down. Yesterday, someone told me that a person came to the Admor Mibiala, the Rebbe Mibiala that lives here in Jerusalem. He came to him and he told him, "Please, Arav, I know that for you it's a kid's game to tell me the numbers of the lottery. I know. Arav, the Admor Mibiala, you can tell me the numbers of the lottery now. I know it for sure. Give me the numbers, please, I'm begging. End my suffering, please give me the numbers, I'm begging." So the Rebbe Mibiala, the Admor Mibiala, closed his eyes like that and he told him, "I see your downs in lust for women. I see you falling to places that you can never imagine. Why you want me to ruin your life? Why you want me to give you that amount of money? You don't have the vessels for that. I can see your downs. I can see your fallings. Immediately when you're going to receive that money, you're going to crash. I'm telling you, I can see that. Why you want me to do that to you?" This is the wisdom. We need to understand, in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is good. Not for the good. Already good. It's perfect. This is the creation of Hashem Yitbarach we're living in. Borei Olam created that with all of the details, with all of the problems, with all of the difficulties, with all of the darknesses. It's all handmade of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, breath made of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tailor made of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's 100% the creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Borei Olam is Borei Olam. He is the creator of the world. Now, He didn't create the world. He is not Bara Olam, the one that created the world. He is the creator. Now, in present, He is Borei Olam. Now, He is creating the world. Now, every second, He is deciding everything. Everything, every lacking that you have. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu deciding that you're going to have it also today. No one is talking about tomorrow. Tomorrow is not exist. The only thing that we have is the present. Avar passed away. You don't have it. The future, it's your imagination. You don't know nothing. The present is what that you have. And you always have only the present. All of the past and all of the future, it's imaginations. It can be sadness or arrogance or stupidity or nonsense. It's shtuyot. It's all shtuyot. It's not exist. The only thing that exists is now. Tachlis. So now, I need to serve Hashem. So what do you care? Where are you now? Your job is to serve Hashem. You're thinking, what's going to be tomorrow, in 5 years, in 10 years, in 7 minutes? What are you thinking about? It's not exist. You're wasting a precious time. You have the now. You have the present. And you need to be with Hashem Yitbarach now. And this is the only obligation that we have to Hashem Yitbarach, to serve Him. When? Now. You need to serve Him. What He wants you to be. Sad? No way. He wants you to be happy. With your lacking? You think that it's lacking because you lack of wisdom. Because you lack of the wisdom of knowing Hashem Yitbarach. To know that Hashem Yitbarach, He is the one that, so to speak, have all of those lackings. He created them. It's His. He decided that we won't have a Beit HaMikdash. And the Gemara explained it to us that it was a wonderful thing that Bara Olam ruined Beit HaMikdash. Destroyed Beit HaMikdash. Because instead of putting all of His anger on Am Yisrael, He thrown it on stones and on woods. He ruined the house. His house. Instead of killing us. And when Moshe Rabbeinu was breaking the tablets, it was huge. It was amazing. Bara Olam is telling him, Yeshar Koach on that you've done that. It was, so to speak, a crazy act of Moshe Rabbeinu to break the first Sefer Torah that had been written in the world, to break it. Who's going to have the courage to do a weird act like that, like Moshe Rabbeinu? Taking the first Bible that had been written, first Sefer Torah, and crushing it, throwing it on the floor, tearing it. Who have the courage to burn a Sefer Torah? Take a Sefer Torah and burn it. Now, the first Sefer Torah in the world. Who can do something like that? Only Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is burning Sefer Torah? Yes. And what Bara Olam is answering to Moshe Rabbeinu? Yeshar Kochacha. Yeshar Koach. Shkoyech. Telling him, Yeshar Koach, and what that you done? Why? Because Bara Olam, he taught that first. Bara Olam, when the Midah of Truth came to him, to Bara Olam, and she told him, don't create people. Don't create humankind. They're liars. They're gonna lie. Bara Olam took the Midah of Truth and threw it down. Vatashlech emet arza. To the earth. Threw it away. How can it be, Bara Olam? You are the one that chotamo emet. You're the one that is saying only truth. Dover shkarim lo ikon leneged enai. You love the truth. This is your, how you said that? Chotam?
Stamp.
Your stamp is truth. Word of truth, it's the words that you're talking. How can you throw away the truth? Because there is truth, and there is the truth of Hashem Yitbarach. That it calls the emet la'amita, the real truth. And what is the real truth? That Hashem Yitbarach, He's got mercy. He's got rachamim. And then, emet me'eretz titzmach. The truth gonna grow, slowly, slowly. From the ground, from the earth. Matzmiach Yeshua. He is growing the salvation. Now He is Matzmiach Yeshua. Goel Israel now. He is saving Am Israel now. In the present. He can bring the Geulah. Bara Olam can bring the Geulah. He doesn't think that He gonna bring it. That He gonna Yatzmiach. He is Matzmiach. The Geulah is growing. Every second. Every moment. Every moment the salvation is coming. Coming and coming and coming. And we just need to focus on that. To look at that. To realize the good things that Hashem is doing with you. Now He screamed at you because you're soon going to be run by a truck. So He was screaming at you. You were not aware to that truck. Alright, but Bara Olam, He's got the job. Shomer Israel lo yanum ve lo yishan. To guard, to watch over you, and not to sleep day and night. And to warn you, and to scream at you, and if you're not listening, to slap you, and if you don't feel that, so to kick you. He have to. And if you're not listening, he have to take you and to put you behind bars. Because you're dangerous to yourself. I told you that one time Rav Shalom went to give a shiur in prison. And he told all of the prisoners over there, he told them, you're so lucky, you can never imagine, you're so lucky. Us, we're lucky. He said, yes, you can never imagine what goes on outside. People outside, they don't have 1 second to think about their lives. They're running in a train that never stops. They cannot think what they're doing. They cannot do tshuva. And you, Bara Olam, chosen you from all of the rest of Am Yisrael and put you here in a place that you can rest, that you can think, that you can learn Torah, that you can do a long itbodeduyot, that you can talk to Hashem Yitbarach on your troubles, on your problems. You're the chosen ones. And it's the truth. It's the truth. It's reality. Tachlis, they have time. One of the friends, he was in prison. One of the friends from the yeshiva, he had the situation. For 8 days he was in Matzar. He was arrested for 8 days. When he came out, one of the friends told him, tell me, how was your mincha? How was your shachrit? How was your ma'ariv? He said, the best that I ever had. He was davening with all of his heart. 1 hour Shmona Esrei, 2 hours Shmona Esrei. You're attached to Hashem. This is the benefit. In this world, the gain is to get closer to Bora Olam. So now you're a millionaire, you have a huge business, your wife, she's got a career, your kids are successful, you don't have one moment to spend with Hashem Yitbarach. You lost your Judaism. You can say, I was religious all of my life and Hashem wasn't there. You can say, I was religious all of my life, but Hashem wasn't there. The main thing is missing from the book. How can it be? How can it be? Because you didn't have the time to look at Hashem. So now Hashem forced on you, forced you to observe and to see. Kafalem har kegigit. He took the Mount Sinai and he made that to be a bowl. And he forced them. He told them, or that you're receiving the Torah, or that here you're going to be buried. Here going to be your death. It's all the salvation or death. Bor Olam is forcing you. Or that you're going to do tshuva, or that I'm killing you. This is it. And it's because that Bor Olam loves you so much. So he's forcing you to scream to him, to go to the field and to cry and to beg to Bor Olam and to try to please Bor Olam, let me understand. Please let me understand, what am I doing wrong? If Bor Olam is going to help you to succeed and to move on from one situation to the other, you will never going to remember him. You're going to run away from him and you're going to be lost. In the end, you're going to be mishtamed. You're going to be out of Am Yisrael because of your success. You become to be so rich that this is it. You don't have no Israeli people to do business with them. You have to go to work with nations, with people outside. That the business is oil and I don't know what. They're selling people and I don't know what, nations. And then you need to play in the big shots game. And you lost everything. They asked Einstein that he was a Jew. They ask him something about numbers, about things. He measured something and this was the biggest measure of them all. I don't know what. And they asked him, what?
E equals MC squared.
That one. Maybe.
Energy.
And they asked him, what is bigger than that? What is bigger than that? So he said, the path to the Bet Knesset, the way to the Bet Knesset. The way that you're going to the Bet Knesset, it's bigger than that size. This is the biggest things of them all. The way to the Bet Knesset, how that you're walking to the Bet Knesset, if you're humble when you're going to the Bet Knesset, if you understand, you have a Hakarat HaTov to Hashem Yitbarach that He brings you to the Bet Knesset, that you know to honor, to value what that you have in your hand, to understand the gift that Bor Olam is giving you. Every second we need to live Hashem Yitbarach presence. Hashem is here. Hashem is reviving me. This is it. This is your success. You don't need to achieve something that it's not in your hands to achieve. What are you trying to do? To achieve something that is not in your hands? Can you decide how many years you're going to live? Can you decide how much money you're going to have? Can you decide which wife you're going to marry? It's imagination. The wife that you chosen before of the marriage, it's not the wife that comes out with you from the chuppah. I promise it to all of the bachelors here. Promise to you. It's 100%. They're changing in the wedding. In the time of the kiddushin, her neshama is changing. It's written. Her neshama is blend with your neshama. It's become to be something else. You thought that it's red, now you were white, it becomes to be pink, and this is it. And after the wedding, it's a different wife, so you're thinking, and you're trying to choose, and you say, no, this is not, it's not the one that you're gonna be married to, the one that you're choosing now. The one that you're choosing is someone else, and the one that you're gonna get married, it's the one that Bor Olam gonna give you behind, under the chuppah. She's behind the curtain, she's behind that veil. She's hiding. You cannot know. You cannot recognize her yet. It's all imaginations that you have. I want this and that. You just imagine things to yourself. Bor Olam, I'm going to give you your shiduch. Bor Olam, I'm going to give you your tikkun. Bor Olam, I'm going to bring you to your purpose. to your goal, to your situations, and you just need to cancel yourself to Hashem Yitbarach. Cancel yourself. I remember when I was sitting and writing with Rav Shalom, he was saying things, and he was saying one line, and I was writing it, and then he was thinking, and I had a lot of ideas to add, and words to complete his sentences, and it wasn't so far by logic from what that he is talking about. I have my experience, I was working with him already, Baruch Hashem, but I felt that if I'm saying the word, I'm going to cancel his idea. And he's going to go with my idea. He doesn't have a problem. If it's strong, if it's wrong, what that I'm saying, and if it's strong, the thing that he had before, okay. But there is a chance that I'm going to cancel his words. So I need to be quiet. Sit and listen to Hashem Yitbarach. Sit and listen to what the Tarav have to say. Let him finish his sentences.
The wife.
Most of the words that we're talking are coming because of a lacking. Maybe all of them. Things that you're saying is because you lack of something and you want to fulfill your lacking. But by saying something, actually you're just creating a new lacking because you take out words. Actually, to fulfill your lacking, you need to accept. You need to listen. You need to open your ears. And then you're going to fulfill all of your lackings. But by talking and adding and sharing with your shtuyot, with your nonsense, with your thoughts, it can be important. But it's not your purpose. If it's your purpose, so you're in a problem. But if it's not your purpose, and really you want to understand the truth, so listen. So decide, this is my Rebbe. I'm choosing him from thousands of them that are open, it's open options. And you've chosen one, and this is it. And come and listen. You've chosen a book, this is it. Read that book from the beginning till the end. You've chosen Hashem Yitbarach, listen to him. Listen to what that he got to say. He's got a lot to tell you. He's going to talk to you through situations in life, through rabbis, through people, through your wife, through your body, through everything, through the weather, through everything. He's going to talk to you. This is his nature. How he created the world. Hu amar vayehi, hu tziva vayamod. With words. He was saying things. And he said, and suddenly there was earth. He said, and suddenly there was sky. He said, and trees, and mountains, and water, and fish, and giraffe. Everything just because of words of Hashem Yitbarach. So also today, things that you see, it's words of Hashem Yitbarach. Like we said, Bore Olam, he's creating the world. Now he's talking. Now you can see, this is words of Hashem Yitbarach. So listen. Just listen. Cancel yourself to what goes on in your life. Cancel yourself to the will of Bara Olam. How are you going to know what's the will? You have two options. Check your happiness. If you're happy, this is the right way. If you're sad, you're sinning. You are sinning. If you're sad, I read an article from a person that wrote he had a clinical death. He died and Bara Olam brought him back to this world. And he said over there that one time in Shabbos, he was angry on his family. And he went to the side of the in the house, to his corner, and he was sad and frustrated. And they punished him on that in heaven, in judgment. He said, I was sad, I was frustrated, people were making me sorry, and now they were beating me on that. They're punishing you on being sad, because you don't recognize the good of Hashem Yitbarach. The one that have faith is always, 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 always happy. Happy. Always happy. Because you see Hashem. V'anochi esmach b'Hashem. I'm going to be happy when I'm going to be with Hashem. If you have Hashem, you're always happy. If you don't have Hashem, this is when you start having lackings. How can you not have Hashem? Only when you not recognize that it's Hashem. Hashem is kvodom ale olam. His honor is fulfilling the world. The world is full with the honor of Hashem Yitbarach. Enod milvado. There is nothing except of Hashem. So how can you not recognize Him? When you have a selfish will. When you want to succeed. When you want to be rich, when you want to be a Talmid Chacham, even when you want to do a complete tshuva, Even when you want to be a tzaddik, Bo'olam, if he would want you to be a Baal Tshuva, he would make you to be a Baal Tshuva. If now he wants you to drag yourself on the sidewalk, so this is what you need to do. This is your place. And Bo'olam is happy that you are there. And if you're going to understand what that there is over there, you're going to recognize things that you lack of. And then you're going to have the ability to stand back on your legs. But if you're always going to try to look for an elevator, you're never going to find it. You're going to be crazy for the rest of your life. Rabbeinu said that the Yetzer Hara is like a person that runs into the center of the city, to the square of the city, and he's saying to everyone, look what I've got, look what I've got. And he's closing his fist. And everyone are saying, whoa, what he's got in his hand. And one thinks that he's got a key for an apartment because this is what he needs. And one thinks that it's a number, telephone number of his shidduch because this is what he needs. And someone else is thinking that he's got a fortune, a key to a treasure. And everyone with his imagination. And they're all running after him, and he's running outside from the city, and everyone are running and become to be so weak and tired, and they don't have their families with them anymore, and they don't have their powers anymore, and they're outside and they're tired and they're alone. And then he's saying, look, there's nothing in it. And then you lost your life. You're 70 years old and you don't have nothing in your hand. You're tired and you're broke and you don't have family and you don't have friends. And you were a loner, you were alone, and you were wise, and you were a genius, and you're empty. And you don't have nothing in your hands. Why? Because you're running after your shtuyot, after your nonsense, after your imaginations. I'm going to be rich, I'm going to be wise, I'm going to marry a model, I'm going to be Talmid Chacham, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. You're suffering. You're running after your imaginations. To marry a wife, you need to choose a woman that wants to serve Hashem. If she's short, if she's high, if she's blonde, if she's brunette, it's all sheker achen ve'evel ayofi. It's all a lie. You need to find a woman that she's going to have yirat shamayim. She wants to serve Hashem. Isha yirat Hashem, hit it halal. You're going to have the ability to praise her. A beautiful woman, you won't have the ability to praise her. You're going to have the ability to hate her, to curse yourself, to curse Hashem, to fight with her, to fight with your friends, to fight with your family, to fight with your kids, to hate yourself on every step that you're making in your life. Rav Shalom said, to have a beautiful woman, it's a curse, it's not a bless. It's a curse, it's not a bless. Because we have our lusts, we have our shtuyot, and you don't have the ability to deal with that. You don't. So why to put yourself in the depth, in a danger, in a situation going to be hard for you? You have a problem with your lust? Daven on that. Do tshuva. Daily. Problem, I'm crazy. I'm running after my shtuyot. Always I'm looking for my lust and desires. Help me. Heal me. Let me be a normal person. I never saw a tzaddik that was married to a model. I never saw that he doesn't read any notebook. And if it happened in a certain situation that one of the tzaddikim, he had a gorgeous wife, alright, it was his luck with his situation. And he had probably the ability and the vessels to deal with that situation. And it's not me. And I have my path in life. I have my course in life. I need to put my train on course, on my path. On my pasim, course. Track. On my track. I have to go back to track. And I'm going to check, who am I? And what's my Yetzer Hara? And what's my obligations? And what Hashem wants from me? And what is my abilities? And what are my talents? And I'm going to use them. I'm going to beg to Borei Olam to help me. Always. Without 1 hour every day of conversation, like you're talking to your best friend, you cannot succeed in this lifetime. No way. This is it. Rabbeinu said, from the moment that Borei Olam is sending a tzaddik to lead the world, no one can do tshuva without him. In the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, even if you would be the most genius person in the world, the wisest, the holiest, you can be only Korach if you contradict Moshe Rabbeinu. Korach, he was a genius. He was amazing. There was no one like Korach in the world except of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the second one. He knew it. He saw huge things that he's going to have in the future. He saw that he's going to have a success. He saw. Actually, he failed. Why? Because he contradicted Moshe. If in this generation there is someone that's going to be the most perfect person with all of the abilities, he's going to be a chassid from birth, and kosher, and holy, and wise, and a genius, with a perfect memory, and everything, and mamash, all of the family supports him, and he's going to have everything. But he doesn't like the Rebbe. He doesn't like him. He contradicts him. He rather to succeed by himself. Even if he's gonna go daily to do tshuva in the field, every day, and he's gonna do all of the advice of the Rebbe without listening to the Rebbe, he won't succeed. He's gonna fail. Because he contradicts the Si'ata Dishmaya of the generation. The Rebbe, he is the Si'ata Dishmaya. He is the supervision in the world, it's the Rebbe. The Rebbe, he is the messenger. In Hashem Yitbarach, we cannot grab him. Hashem ain't on it fast. We cannot grab Hashem. We cannot understand Hashem. Everything that you do understand, it's the tzaddik. The tzaddik is the mirror of Hashem Yitbarach. He's the translator of Hashem Yitbarach. If you cannot catch the tzaddik, you can catch the mirror. If now you're going to contradict the mirror, where are you going to find yourself? If now you're going to contradict the translator, you're going to say, I'm not accepting from him. I don't want to hear him. What are you going to do in your life? Are you going to attach yourself to the tzaddik? You have to find all of the ways to create peace between you and the translator. You have to have that. The tzaddik is the translator of Hashem Yitbarach. You cannot attach yourself to Hashem Yitbarach without the tzaddik. You cannot. Even that you are a tzaddik also, that you're perfect, that you're not sinning, that you're wonderful, everything. You don't have the connection. The connection is only to one person in every generation. This is the leader of the generation. This is the tzaddik of the generation. And in our generation, I won't tell you who is that tzaddik. Alright, you're going to find out by yourself. It's obvious. It's obvious. You see someone that is pulling people from hell and bring them into the heights of Judaism. Bring them to believe in Borei Olam. Bring them from hell, from 100% hell, from the Holocaust, to believe in Borei Olam, from spiritual Holocaust, to believe in Borei Olam, to love Hashem, to serve Hashem in Mesirut Nefesh, to dedicate their lives for Am Israel, to distribute the wisdom of Hashem Yitbarach, to not to sleep at night, not to eat in the day, to live in Mesirut Nefesh, to get rid of all of the desires, all of the nonsense, mamash, to live in Mesirut Nefesh. How can it be? If not by the power of Hashem, if not by the power of the leader of the generation that can do wonders. The person read that book and this is it. And he decided to be Baal Tshuva. And he doesn't have no more doubts. This is it. He decided to dedicate his life. How you got that? It's not yours. Someone changed you. Someone planted something in your soul. Someone is waking up your soul to realize that Hashem exists. We were all 100% asleep. All of us. The biggest one and the lowest one and the smallest one. All of us, we were totally, totally asleep. In deep, deep sleep. And suddenly, we heard a voice. You felt, maybe, something. There is an option, something. The Rav Voide asked the Rav Shalom, how am I going to know in the field, when I see an advice, I see something that Borei Olam is sending to me, how am I going to know if it's from Hashem, if it's from the Tzaddik, or if it's from the Yetzer Hara? Suddenly I have a desire to finish all Shas. How am I going to know if it's from my Yetzer Hara or if it's from the Tzaddik that is talking to me? Rav Shalom answered to him, if you see a strong light, a bright light that tells you something for sure, this is the right thing that you should do, this is the Yetzer Hara. And if you see a thin light, something that is hiding between the leaves, between the branches of the tree, and you try to recognize that light, and it disappeared. And then you need to come again, and to look for that light again, and suddenly you see it in a different place. This is the tzaddik. The tzaddik leave you with a free choice to choose by yourself to get closer to Hashem Yitbarach. If you're going to take the free choice and just going to reveal the truth for you, he ruined your life. He ruined your ability to enjoy what you achieved in this world, in the world to come. It's not your effort. It's not your gain. You don't deserve. Someone gave it to you and this is it. So the tzaddik, he is giving you the option to choose by yourself. He's opening the path for you to choose by yourself that you also want to dedicate your life to Hashem Yitbarach. That you also want to learn Torah Kedosha. That even though that you have your difficulties, you want to put all of your powers, all of your money on that. A person that is doing that, just gonna win. Just gonna gain. 100% gain. Even if in the beginning you're gonna feel that you're losing. You're losing your connection to the physical world. But by that, you're attaching yourself to the spiritual world, to the truth. Rabbeinu said, how can it be that a lot of people, when they're getting close to the tzaddik, they're losing all of the money? A lot of rich people, when they started to get closer to Rabbeinu, or to their tshuva process, to Hashem Yitbarach, they lost all of the money. They fell to horrible debts. Situation, hard situations. A lot of people lost their confidence, their panasa. Why? Rabbeinu said, it's like a person that is collecting copper, nechoshe. This is his panasa. He's taking copper, he finds more copper and he's going. And now he's going with a huge cargo, a lot of copper in his hand. And he's walking with it from one place to the other. And suddenly, he sees a lot of gold thrown on the floor, on the earth. What he's doing first thing? Drop all of the copper. And he doesn't have the gold in his hand at all. He's saying, Rabbeinu, this is what your neshama does when she sees the tzaddik. When a neshama recognizes the light of the tzaddik, immediately she's dropping all of the shtuyot that she was hanging on, that she was holding. This is money, this is shalom bayit that you had, this is success that you had, this is honor that you had, it's your family that you had, it's all of the things that you were basing, you're counting on them. You're establishing your life based on those things that you had. First of all, your connection to your family, you lost it. This is it. No connection to them anymore. If it's arguments, if it's fights, if it's huge distance between the opinions and you cannot share anymore and they don't understand what you're talking about anymore, it doesn't matter. You dropped it. Because you saw something that it is more important. So I'm going to say, what? It's more important than family? Rabbeinu doesn't care about your family? Rabbeinu doesn't care about your panasa? No. Actually, the connection that you had with your family, it wasn't a connection at all. It wasn't a relationship at all. You've been forced by Bara Olam to live in a weird relationship, and you were suffering that. It was like prison for all of you, for them and for you. Trust me, also for them. But now, when you're going to be wiser, when you're going to have a wisdom of Hashem Yitbarach, you can be like Aaron. You can bring the peace. Now you can go back and to heal and to help your mother and your father and your brothers and your sisters and everyone. Now that you got wisdom, now you can help them. You become to be their savior. Without it, you were all been drowned together. It was drowning. It was falling. It wasn't standing. Your parnasa, the honor that you had, it was shtuyot. Money cannot save you from health situation, conditions, chas shalom. Money cannot give you shalom bayit. The so to speak shalom bayit that you had, it was only, how you said, afsakat esh?
Ceasefire.
You didn't never have shalom bayit. Shalom bayit you can have only when you're 100% holy, mitukan babrit. That you don't have no lust to your wife, only then you can have shalom bayit. When you honor your wife with all of your heart, that you have a heart. No ef isha, chasar lev. You have lust for women, you don't have a heart. You don't have a heart. It's a verse. No ef isha, chasar lev. Without a heart, you can have shalom bayit, you can love your wife. You can only desire her. You can only have a lust for her. It's all ta'ava. This is why in English you're saying fell in love. Because it's falling. They're falling in love. They're falling in lusts. In shtuyot. A real love is only a result of giving and giving in Mesirut Nefesh. There is a song in Hebrew that someone is saying over there that you should give when you love. Latet kesheata ohev. One of the rabbis said, this is wisdom to give when you love? The wisdom is to give when you don't love. This is where you're going to... It's obvious that you're going to give when you love. When someone honors you, when someone respects you, for sure you're going to give him because you're giving to yourself. But when someone is rebuking you and he's not cooking and he's not cleaning the house and he doesn't kiss your hands when you're getting into the house after being in a Bet Midrash and Adraba is screaming at you and he's rebuking you and he's got a lot of important things to tell you that you're going to wake up to honor that person, this is what it means that you're an honorable person, that you are Mechabedet Abriyot. Now we're going to see really who you are when you're going to be honorable, that you love her, that you care about her, and you're not doing it only because of the gain. You're doing it because it's a mitzvah. We're keeping our Shalom Bayit not because we want to have Shalom Bayit, because it's a mitzvah to have Shalom Bayit. Bor Olam wants you to have Shalom Bayit, not because we want to live a wonderful life. It can be more wonderful even without a person that really loves to serve Hashem, people that really loves to learn Torah, that loves to daven to Hashem Yitbarach. Why do they need to get married? It's only a burden. It's only going to waste your time. It's only going to put you in situation, awkward situations. It's an obligation that's going to take you out from the purpose, from learning Torah, from davening well, from being in Rashbi, in Uman. It's going to stop you. You have to go back to the house at 1, at 3, at 5. Why you need all of that headache? Because Bor Olam wants you to make peace with that wife. Bor Olam wants you to be like him, that he's creating peace between water and fire. He wants you to make peace in your house, that you are fire and she's water, and he wants you to bring peace. And then you're canceling yourself to the will of Hashem Yitbarach, you become to be like Hashem Yitbarach. You become to be happy. You become to be complete. You become to be one. Thank you very much. Chazak uvaruch. Thank you, Rav Avram.